Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by my co-host Charlie Gibson, head of mining for Edison Research, and by our very special guest, who is David Paul, managing director at Vectorvest.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Right, David, interesting times on the currency markets, but you're not here to talk about fat fingers or the flash crash on sterling, are you?
No, I'm not, but it's, as you say, very interesting times. That 125 level is a level I've been looking at for a long time. It's a Fibonacci extension, a 1.27 Fibonacci extension of the big range on the monthly chart. And to me, this looks like a wave five down in the cable. There's probably a lot of to-ing and fro-ing to be done. Below this level, the next level's 1.12.
Right. So, does that make you a buyer at 1.12?
I would want, it's a monthly view, Charlie, so I'd want the dust to settle down there. But certainly I think that the worst will be over down there, yes. I think the worst will be over.
And then we should retrace. Do we know what level we can retrace to?
No, but we'll bounce hard from there.
Right.
We'll bounce hard from there. So
let it hit 112, let the dust settle, then go in and buy. Wait for a big bounce.
I'm hoping that this 125 will do it. But certainly if it breaks down through this level, it's heading straight to 112, in my humble opinion.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the stock market, which hopefully will be a safer haven than the currency markets at the moment. LSE market timing and portfolio progress.
Okay, well, the most important thing is to know whether the market is going up or down. Everything follows from that, okay? May seem naive, but nevertheless, if you get the general market right at 70% of the exercise, everything goes with it. And in the next slide, we've quite a few to get through. I'm looking at London market this year. That's our proprietary Vectorvest composite, which is a composite indicator equally weighted of all of the shares that we follow on the LSE and on AIM, 2,200 shares. As we all know, it fell hard into middle of February. The little red triangle shows our first sell signal in the general market for the year. And the green triangle on the 22nd of February is the first up signal and the only up signal we've had this year. So even through Brexit, the longer-term trend, which we call a confirmed call, has been up and it's still up. But I am worried, Zach, because as you can see in February, the price made a falling low. But our market timing indicator, which is a composite indicator of both price and the breadth of the market, made a rising low. And that's, as you know, called bullish divergence, a very positive signal for the market. And when we got a signal in February preceded by that bullish divergence, that precipitated this nice big move up the page all year. Now, at the moment, we've got the opposite of that. We've got a bearish divergence setting up where the price is making a new high, but the MTI can't follow it. And we're up in an overbought area as well. So I think we can go higher. We can certainly go to the top line, which is defining that rising wedge that I've drawn.
And where does that go to? That goes up to 400 or something?
That goes up, if you're more familiar with the FTSE, it goes up to about 7,400 on the FTSE itself. But nevertheless, I still think we're going to see a high in the stock market, the annual high, come in over the next few weeks.
7,400-ish. So you think there's another 5% to go?
There could easily be another nice... A lot will depend on what happens this afternoon. But certainly we could have another nice little push-up. But if I saw a sell signal, one of our little red triangles, which is preceded by that divergence, then I'd be very worried because that, in fact, invariably precipitates quite a savage move down. I'm not talking about a crash till 6,000, as the bears are talking about, but a pullback, okay?
So let's move along because we want to get through everything.
Well, I'm just reviewing the shares that I've been talking about on here over the last month or two. Trifast, I waited on, but the thing that runs through all of these shares, and Charlie, this may be your first exposure to Vectorvest, we look for shares that are undervalued, and we put a value to every share every evening. We look for shares that are growing their earnings aggressively but safely. So we're looking for undervalued shares with good fundamentals, that are rising, and we want to buy them when the general market is rising. Intuitively, to me, it makes an awful lot of sense.
Right.
So Trifast, I've been talking about, I waited on it. Trifast, the green line above the price is our valuation. The blue line in the window below the price is earnings per share. So both those are saying yes, and the share broke up through that ascending triangle. And it looks to me on its way much higher, so I'm holding that. If I saw a sell signal from the general market, then I would ease back and build some cash there. But nevertheless, Trifast going very, very nicely indeed.
So you've got an overweight position.
I have a full allocation to Trifast in my portfolio.
Okay, but if a sell signal came out, you would sell it all or you would just reduce it?
I would reduce it and raise a little bit of cash.
Right,
in
reduce it to what, half an allocation or a...
Probably about that. I don't do maybe that as scientifically as I would like, but...
But that's the gist.
Yeah, okay, that's the gist of it.
Go on to the other selection. Yeah,
Hill & Smith, a small, again, undervalued, earnings per share rising nicely, a steel retailer. It seems to pull back, Zach, in a little flag and seems to want to go again. So I think if the FTSE goes up, if our composite goes up, there's another leg up in Hill & Smith and it's doing all the right things. So I'm holding on to that one nicely. It's been a great runner since Brexit.
Are you worried about steel?
I'm just doing my best, Charlie, to trade what I see here, okay, rather than allow my stomach to get in the way.
Right.
Okay. So... The next one, JD Sports, again, a great runner. I've got a big problem here that I need to rebalance personally here because as the share has gone up from £5 to where it is at the minute, I've got a disproportionate amount of my portfolio in the one share, which is a great wee problem to have. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I need to rebalance soon, so my quant tells me. But that's running, and I think that there's probably quite a bit more in that. Getting a nice entry at the moment is going to be difficult, I think. But nevertheless, it will go as well and could quite easily get to £20 on this run.
Okay, next
one. Cranswick. Just about to break out, I believe. One of my mentors, Mr. Gann, used to say markets will break on the fourth attempt. And that seems to be the fourth attempt. Lovely little ascending triangle. It's undervalued, earnings per share growing. So I think there's more legs in Cranswick. But again, since Brexit, it's just been great. It's just been great.
Okay.
Excellent fundamentals.
That was something that if you miss the other ones, you can go into that
one. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Now, Hastings, a small little insurance and underwriter company. I was very bullish in this share, but unfortunately the main man decided to sell his holdings yesterday. He's still got quite a few left. He's quite a wheeler and dealer with a great reputation in the city, but there's a big overhang on that stock now. So anybody looking at it, I think the fundamental, I'm holding it, the fundamentals still look great to me, but there's a big overhang of shares in the market as those chaps exit and raise some cash, God bless them. Okay. This is Sophion. This is, I talked about this the last time. Small cap, it's really run very fast. Pull back into that double bottom again. Earnings per share rising. It's undervalued. I'm holding on to it. It's a minnow in terms of market cap, but a great little business. I think that it pulled back, broke that last resistance. It's pulled back to the resistance. So technically and fundamentally, it's doing all the right things. Okay, so that's something we can look at. Victoria, the largest manufacturer of carpets both in the UK and Australia, sitting at the top of that little broadening formation, just needs to get through that little top of that. Had a 5-for-1 the other day, which is always good for tradability. I think that that's going to push much, much, much higher over the next week or two.
Fantastic. All right. And the call to action, I presume there is one?
Well, yes, we're at the investor show next Friday, which is just around the corner here, I believe. I have a seminar in London on the 18th. So anybody wants to come along to that seminar, just go to victorvest.co.uk and you'll get the directions to the seminar. It's at the Holiday Inn in Bloomsbury. You're even welcome, gentlemen.
I want to be the heckler at the back. That's normally my favourite.
Great. I'm good at hecklers.
Yes, I've actually seen that, yes.
I'm very good with hecklers,
right.
Yes. You need to be good to heckle me, lad.
Dr. David Excellent. Four, Managing Director for Vectorvest, thanks for coming.
Gentlemen, thank you.
We'll be back after the break.